This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Let's continue here, folks. Fascinating episode with the dark journalist. Reminder that we have a second radio show called After the Paracast, and the only way for you to get that show is to become a subscriber to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. We include the After the Paracast podcast. Say that three times fast. We give you the commercial-free version of this show and other stuff for a low subscription rate, starting at $1.49 a week, plus.theparacast.com. We're talking to Daniel List, better known to some as the Dark Journalist. Chris?
Before we went to break, I was describing my attempt to get some insight into the mindset of people that buy into the Corey Good style fantasies. I would refer to them, in my estimation, they're fantasies. A lot of people are buying into this stuff. And so, you know, being in contact in the desert with a video camera, I just had to roll some tape and you know, get people talking about why they believe something that has absolutely no proof behind it. And at the time, I think there was some sort of cosmic space war that was supposedly going on right overhead, right in that time period, but everything was cloaked, so we couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I caught a lot of flack for interviewing these people and you know, asking hard questions, not really attempting to make them look ridiculous, just allowing them a platform to make themselves look ridiculous. And, you know, to me, it's really problematic, and it's emblematic of what's going on right now, I think, within the field, that people are getting their information almost lock, stock, and barrel from the internet and from the television. People do not read books anymore. They're not up to speed on who is actually out in the field doing exemplary work or has in the past. They're not up to speed on important cases from the past. That's why the Paracast spends a lot of time on historical cases, is because these are important things for people to realize when they start making decisions about their own intellectual and process of seeking the truth. Where do you see this whole thing going right now? Do you see, Daniel, people coming to their senses, or do you see just more of the same?
Well, Chris, it's very interesting. You just brought up really the points that I've been grappling with over the last 3 or 4 months in doing this New Age Deep State series about Good and his cohorts and Gaia TV and the whole bit. Because, see, on one hand, people will say, well, the public's responsible, it's up to them, etc. But actually, it's very interesting because the public has a right to expect from stations like Gaia or the History Channel that they have vetted the people coming forward to a degree. I can tell you, in Good's case, there's nothing. And I know their producers, you know, they emailed me after I released New Age Deep State and said, you know, why are you doing this and all that kind of thing. But there's no vetting process that took place because they would have found all the things that I found. And certainly, you know, let's first of all get to the point of what Good is saying. Good is saying that he's a galactic ambassador, that he's part of a secret space alliance and in a secret space program, and that they took him for these 20 and back things. By the way, a lot of this comes, I found a lot of roots of this in different types of science fiction. But the 20 and back thing is where they take him in a program from when he's a child, they take him for 20 years, and then they regress him. So he time travels back to when he's a young 8-year-old again, and then he's back and nobody missed him in the first place. But in the meantime, he did all this stuff. Now, he's done that 3 times in his own bio. So that's 60 years there, plus he's in his 40s. So that would make him over 100 years old, basically. But this is what he presents as the truth. But then it went further, because not only was he big on the space thing, but he started to hook up with inner Earth princesses. And he started to be part of the Mayan civilization that is still in the inner Earth.
So in other words, he became Richard Shaver.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think in a way, you know, there's always an interesting thing with Shaver because, you know, It got people thinking about all these different things, and it's strictly in this kind of science fiction vein. But with Good, there is this idea that because of the pressure of the show and the amount of shows that they do, that they have to keep creating these wilder and wilder narratives. And so then it goes to the responsibility of the show as well as Good and all the people around it. For example, one of the big producers on the show is Jay Widener. And Jay Widener's done all kinds of stuff around the alternative field. But when it comes to Good, suddenly he's no longer interested in finding facts out. He's just interested in keeping that show going with Wilcock. Now let's talk about Wilcock for a second. David Wilcock came on the scene saying he was the reincarnation of Edgar Casey. The guy who wrote the book saying that he was the reincarnation of Edgar Casey is a fellow named Win Free. And Win Free did another book, and it was about how his friend was Catherine, St. Catherine. And it had the same thing going on with the pictures and all the rest of it. But this is how Wilcock came out. Now, he was known as somebody who kept faxing Art Bell about a nuclear explosion that was going to happen in New York City in 1998, I think. Of course, that never happened. And there's a string of other strange predictions that he's made over the years, like, that the cabal arrests are pending and that the big structure is coming down and, all of this stuff. And none of those predictions ever come true. That's just a fact. He doesn't make any accurate predictions. I looked very hard to find some, and he hasn't made any.
Isn't that true with most of these people who come and they make these predictions, and they go on, and you go back if you ever bother, and a lot of these shows unfortunately don't bother, you'll find they didn't happen. They might even say, we predicted this event, we predicted that event, and maybe there's some vague prediction that you could, in a very loose way, say, yeah, maybe, kind of, sort of, but they really didn't.
Well, you guys have done some good shows on Sean David Morton and the controversies going on there. Interestingly
but at least
enough,
he never predicted anything accurate. That was the beginning and end of it.
Well, this is true. But here's what's interesting about Morton is they presented him as this psychic. There's a show I was watching, actually. This one was maybe from 2007 or 8, which is George Norrie and Morton sitting there in these chairs trading back and forth. This is really maybe a precursor to Cosmic Disclosure in a lot of ways. And he makes all these things. Well, Hillary Clinton will be the first president. North Korea nuclear incident, 2009, and all this stuff. And, of course, none of it came true. So there is this kind of accounting thing that doesn't happen in alternative media. It's who is the next one out with the new wild claim. That's really what happens. And so a lot of it, there is an entertainment wave in there. And I figure, in a case like Morton, where, now he's facing charges and we know he was involved in this kind of psychic stockbroker fraud case with a lot of money and a lot of people. I know people who were involved in that, who got screwed over, involved with Morton. When I was thinking about this, it's one thing to say, well, here's a person who comes on and does predictions and whatever. It's entertaining. It's fun. And the show says, at the beginning of Gaia, for example, says, the views expressed don't necessarily reflect Gaia TV or its corporate affiliates and all the rest of it. So that's fine. But they do present, nonetheless, in the case of Wilcock and Good, that this is a real thing, that he's a real whistleblower, et cetera. So, my thing is, if it's an entertainment show, then that's fine. Make it a sci-fi entertainment show. But if you have people actually believing this, and then you ask yourself, like Chris was just saying, well, why would somebody believe this in the first place? Well, I'll tell you, the writers around that show, for Good and Wilcock, are so good at plagiarism, that is, grabbing stuff that has merit in it. For example, I've seen from some of my shows, a former assistant housing secretary, Catherine Austin Fitz, and the things that she talks about the black budget, for example, or Dr. Joseph Farrell, who talks about Antarctica and some of the discoveries they've made there. And they would vacuum up that type of material and rehash it so that, they're mixing in these real points about things that they're getting, and then they're throwing in their own wild story about, hey, I'm the only galactic ambassador, I'm the sole ambassador for the Space Alliance, and the blue avians have chosen me to speak to humanity about moving forward and all the rest of it.
Let's do our break here, then figure out why some unknown nobody somewhere is going to be one's galactic ambassador. The Dark Journalist joins us with Gina and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Okay, I'll admit it. I'm not a cook. Not even close. But after a close encounter with HelloFresh, I might just be ready to change my tune. You see, HelloFresh is a meal delivery service that makes cooking more fun and a whole lot easier. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions. These recipes are designed so you can cook a nutritious meal in just 30 minutes flat. HelloFresh gives you fresh ingredients precisely measured to the exact quantities you need. And can you imagine me cooking chicken under a zucchini blanket? Well, I did, and Barbara was really impressed. Really, HelloFresh delivers everything right to your front door for less than $10 per meal. And as a Paracast listener, you can get $30 off your first week of deliveries. Just go to HelloFresh.com. Use the offer code PARACAST30.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Mr. Dark Journalist, tell us, why would E.T., why would supposedly intelligent space brothers or whoever, higher beings, pick nobodies with no influence whatever, people nobody else ever heard of except maybe friends and family, to become their galactic emissaries?
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it? And let's think about that. Well, in Good's case, you know, he says he has a very famous, important reincarnation that they're going to reveal to him at some point. So it's kind of will make everything make sense after that, why they chose him. But what I think is interesting when we look at this case is how much the narrative grew. So, for example, you know, in the beginning, Good came out and he was in my lab, which was, you know, a victim of military abduction and had some issues, you know, and had some ideas about blue orbs. And then he became part of the secret space program. And then Blue Avians chose him as the galactic ambassador. And then he became an ambassador for these princesses of the inner Earth. And then he became the guy that the military wanted to send to Antarctica to inspect these ruins from Atlantis. And he'd go to Antarctica and he'd come back on the show and he'd say, oh, I got the ice in my boots still from being on there on the ground with the secret military. So, you know, this is the nature. He's the Walter Mitty of the entire secret space thing. Now, but here's what's fascinating when we look at secret space, because I hosted the Secret Space Program conference in 2015 in Texas. And, you know, when I was doing the panel, I looked right and I had Linda Moulton Howe, who was talking about the Phoenix Lights and kind of military suppression of UFOs. Dr. Joseph Farrell, who was talking about these kind of topics of military cover-up. And Catherine Austin Fitz, who, having been involved in the federal budget, took a look at it and said, they're pilfering off money from the federal budget. She called it missing trillions, which is a real buzz line that the good people use now. And they're pilfering it into the secret space program. Well, you know, we know a lot of things came out through Gary McKinnon, who was a UK hacker who went in and fiddled with some of those NASA computers and found what he said was an off-world officers list. There were links behind the things that they were saying. So the secret space program, I think, is a valid thing to look at and check out. I think there's a real kind of documentary trail there to find, that there is a separate space program that's kept in a covert way, which is used largely to build up private development of space. You know, and there's a lot of opportunities in space, like space mining, space tourism, and all the rest of it. This all makes sense. Now, during even that conference in 2015, there was incredible pressure to put Corey Good in that show. And Corey Good had just come out. But it was strange. Even Gaia's producer showed up, and that's Jay Widener again. He showed up for the conference, and they really wanted him in the lineup. And we resisted the calls for people to do that. We left him out. And this is a very interesting split, because I think secret space program research is a real thing. And I think that there are people with qualified credentials looking into it, including Richard Dolan. He's somebody who they had on that panel at MUFON because he's done legit research on it. But then you have this other thing. And that other thing is either just somebody making up stories and seeing how far he can get. It could be a psychological operation to get people off of the real story. It's possible. Or he came out with this wild story and some marketing organization looked at him and said, let's pump that up. And they got together with Gaia TV and they put him out there. And his story now with writers and galactic ambassadorship and inner Earth princesses has to get more and more elaborate because he's feeding an audience now who needs the next installment. So I think when we get into this territory, it's very important to separate out the actual thing, which was the secret space program, from people who claim to be whistleblowers, who have no background, no past to look into. Of course, in Good's case, some of the things we found in his past aren't very pretty. But, you know, they don't have any of the credentials that they talk about. And so they shouldn't be pushed as any kind of legitimate whistleblower. And people should see that this is somebody who doesn't have any evidence, therefore I shouldn't believe them.
Well, in all fairness here, there are some people who have looked into Dolan's research, and sometimes that's a little bit questionable or removed from the original source. He's not perfect by large means. I remember one time, he's not going to like this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I met him at an international UFO conference in Fountain Hills, Arizona, near Phoenix in Scottsdale. And I picked up his book and looked and found like three or four really, really serious errors in like 5 minutes. Oh, this, this, this. And he said, well, you know, I'll fix it someday. But, you know, I worry about that.
You couldn't hinge something like the secret space program on any one person's research. for example, somebody like Dolan does a hell of a lot more research than people like Wilcock or Good, who apparently don't do any and just kind of vacuum up other people's stuff. But, you know, I think with somebody like Richard Dolan, you get somebody who has an academic background looking into these things. That's what you want. It's not that they're ever going to, you know, not make mistakes. That's, you know, too hard to imagine. And I also would say this is the interesting thing, because if you look at many of the shows that I do, it's a pretty open-minded format, because, you know, I've talked to people who've had psychic experiences, people who've had UFO experiences. One of the major people that they grabbed for the Corey Good conference was Niara Eisley, which I did a two-hour interview with her about her experiences. And her story was quite far out, you know, having been taken to the moon and things like that. But she was in the military. So whatever had happened to her, whether it was a mind control experiment or whatever, there was something to look into for it. So some of the shows that I've done and things I've looked into, you need a really broad spectrum in order to get at any truth. So in a way, I'm the last person in the world to play skeptic around this. But I think the sheer level of plagiarism that happens with the Good and Wilcock material, and the sheer kind of lying that takes place, you know, it strikes me as so fantastic that I have to come in, you know, from my own kind of thinking about these things and say, it's one thing to be open-minded, but to let somebody come in there and milk a kind of a public that's just looking at this topic for the first time, let's imagine that somebody like Good or Wilcock is the first kind of glint that the public has of these subjects, like the UFO subject, like abductions, like the secret space program. These are very difficult topics. I remember in conversation with John Mack, talking to him about this, you know, Mack was a Harvard professor who had taken on the abduction stories and had taken on UFOs as a serious thing and got lambasted from everything from Harvard itself to Time magazine. But, you know, the subject itself is hard enough, even with somebody of that level of caliber. And so let's think of how low the caliber is now that we have a guy who thinks he's the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, who's a really good psychic, by the way.
By the way, before we go on, I don't remember his name, but there was a character like that years ago who used to go on the Long John Nebel radio show. Of course, Long John was the pioneer in paranormal radio. We've got a lot more to come with The Dark Journalist. Finding reality. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy. healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So I guess this thing is every generation we get a new reincarnation.
Yes. Well, there's always somebody, even Elizabeth Clare Prophet, if you remember her, she was Marie Antoinette, according to her. So, you know, this idea of somebody billing themselves as some famous personage from a previous era is not so new. It really isn't. I think Billy Meyer even said he was Christ, actually, because
yes.
his book there, you know, his reincarnation was Christ. So I guess if these guys are saying they're Casey, that's a step down from that. But,
hey, I've met two women in Sedona that claim they were the reincarnation of Nefertiti. I met them 2 months apart. They were recent arrivals, and I found out that they'd both gone to the same Sedona psychic.
Wow. Well, that explains a lot. I have to say, though, Sedona, you know, you kind of expect it. And to be honest with you, there are a lot of things that have come out of the New Age that I have great respect for, you know, like theosophy and anthroposophy. These movements around the turn of like the 18th into the 19th century created very valuable things. I mean, yoga, meditation, so many things came out of that. And I think there's a lot of value to it. So one of the interesting things about calling the series New Age Deep State, and the 6-part series I'm doing on YouTube about good and some of these other things that have come up, like Tom DeLonge, for example, the Blink-182 frontman who claims to have all the answers about UFOs suddenly because it's good-looking marketing area. But it is interesting because the New Age has, like the UFO field, it attracts, it's a magnet for two things, unscrupulous marketing and intel operations. So if there's anything in a program about UFOs people are looking into that does get into one of the secret programs that the government or certain organizations are working on, they will push a major disinformation. And it's happened in the field. I think it's easily trackable that that happens. Unscrupulous marketing certainly happens, and we see that on a regular basis. I think what's happening with the History Channel right now and the things that you mentioned, and Discovery too, it's not just Make It History, there's a lot of them. But they will. They'll just put it out there, and they're trying to get more Ford car sales advertisements in there. They're trying to get the pharmaceutical companies to advertise with them because of their ratings. I mean, that's their motivation. So I think when we look at this, now the New Age really has done that, but the New Age tends to be much more community oriented. So they have to get something into that community. And I think people remember things like Flower of Life or Drunvalo, Melchizedek, and some of these things that came in and really were worked. And there was a marketing program, and there were workshops, and there were books, and there were all these things around it. So the New Age has, on one hand, the ability, I think, for people to go in there and find things about meditation, higher consciousness. It has a good history, the real core of it, when it first started. But I think that when you go later, it's really just the plaything for marketing forces. And right now, I think it's at a really terrible state, because some marketing companies have targeted the UFO field and the New Age community. And they've said, let's merge those two and let's make a real big marketing op from this. This is the best way to approach it.
Let's make a real big mess.
Yes, exactly. That's what we're looking at.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord and the saints in heaven preserve us. Well, you know, one thing you mentioned about the plagiarism, for some reason I became friends with David Icke's, I think that's his name, David Icke, right? His ex-wife. Oh. And got some pretty interesting lowdown on his particular so-called research process. And I'll tell you, that guy, I guess the axiom, if you steal from one place or a person, it's plagiarism, but if you steal from a bunch of people, it's called research. He comes from that school. And talk about merging the New Age with conspiracy and real nightmarish scenarios of reptilians running the world and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. The reptilians don't run the world, Chris? I'm so surprised.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But let me just tell you a quick story here. She gave me a front row ticket to his 8-hour seminar at an old theater in downtown Phoenix here. And he packed the place. There was 1,400 people sitting in the aisles. And an incredible, I don't know how much tickets were, but they were ridiculously expensive. So we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars being generated here. So I'm in the front row with my sunglasses on because I knew at some point I was going to fall asleep. And I didn't want to embarrass myself for the cameras. But he spent the whole first part of the day, the first 4 hours, explaining to people that they are responsible for creating their own reality. And the reality that you create is, you know, he went backwards and forwards and inside and out on how important it was to really create a positive reality. And then the second half of the day, which I wasn't there for, by the way, I couldn't take it. I had to leave at the lunch break. But from what I heard, the second half of the day was him scaring the bejesus out of everybody with the evil reptoid thing. Now, if on one hand he's saying you got to create your own reality, and on the other hand he's creating the most nightmarish horror scenario you could possibly imagine with, you know, baby sacrifices and, you know, just ridiculous fear-based stuff. Isn't there a little bit of cognitive dissonance going on? I think we see the same thing with the whole Wilcock and you know, the Guyam thing as well. There's a bit of that brewing underneath there as well. And I think David Icke is probably a model for many of these people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they would love to be able to do what Icke does. There's no question about it.
He even did Wembley Stadium.
Yes.
Which I find just frightening.
Well, you know, don't you know that the reptilians are so passe? It's all about the blue avians now. Blue avians are in.
Right. With the holding the hand sigil of Baphomet or something, right. Think of that one picture.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing that pops up there.
Why don't we talk about Roger Ramsey or Emma Gold? Your digging on that particular individual is quite impressive and quite disturbing, actually. Let's go into some of the other characters that are part of this particular scenario and how they're attempting to create a cult, basically, with Corey's kids and some of these new developments that are that are rather alarming to me. And Absolutely. We have you to thank for a lot of this information.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, the more that I got into it, it's interesting because when I was doing six episodes, I planned for it, and they were going to be in maybe one or two. And but what happened was learning about this thing that came on the scene last year, which was called Full Disclosure Now, or FDN, and sometimes they call themselves FDP, which is Full Disclosure Project. They never use the term UFO, by the way, which I always find interesting. So they come out and they start to kind of like pick up all these little podcast spots and YouTube channels and blogs, and Stillness in the Storm is one of the blogs that really just featured their stuff, you know, and they made the Stillness in the Storm guy, Justin Deschamps, one of their kind of major players. Very interesting history on him as well. But what happened was when I looked into it, there were people around the Corey Good thing who said, look, there's a group called FDN that's running Corey Good. You have to look into this. And it was fascinating because the more I went into it, it all the person who started it all was somebody everyone knew as Emma Gold. And Emma Gold is the name, actually, Emma Goldman was the name of this anarchist from 1918. And this guy had sort of taken this name up. But he was putting himself out there as, here's, get ready for name number two, Roger Richards. And that's how he portrayed himself when he was doing stuff in coordination with Corey Good. And then as Emma Gold, he was FDN. And then, but his real name was Roger Ramsar. So, you know, people picking up pseudonyms around the alternative field is not really anything new. But what I found from talking to people is that he was using all three aliases to talk to people, and they didn't know they were talking to one person. They thought they were talking to three different people.
Well, I hope he used different voices, because I think if you're going to pretend to be three different people, you have three different voices. Be like Rich Little, the guy who does all those impressions. We've got Gene and Chris and the Dark Journalist. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, don't you think I'm right, Daniel, that if you're going to be three different people, you make some effort to make each persona reasonably different, right?
Well, it's interesting. On social media, of course, ability to kind of plug in and be different personages, someone might never actually speak to you.
Right.
Interestingly enough. One of the things I found out about this group is that they use social media particularly well, and they created something for Corey Good called the SBA Task Force. This is the Sphere Being Alliance that Corey Good talks about, that he's a member of, so that's the SBA in there. But this SBA Task Force were Facebook groups that were closed groups, and you joined there, and if you were a Corey convert, they could spot you out, and if you weren't, if you said anything, you were out. You know, if you said, well, you know, maybe Corey is going too far with these stories, those people get blocked immediately. So they're looking for real hardcore people. But what they would do, and this is what people inside the group who left it told me, was that they would put them on the boards and say, you know, we got a program. We want to get Corey on Gaia TV to get his own show now. He wants to graduate from being with Wilcott. And they would put these people out there on social media and on the Gaia message board saying, we want Corey. We want his own show. We want this. But really, it was just part of the cult. This SBA task force would go in there and pretend to be the average public. And they would do other things. They would go to certain shows like Coast to Coast and be like, get more Corey Good on there. And that was one thing. Okay, well, they're pushing this guy, whatever. That's part of their marketing campaign. But I've also learned and I've experienced this SBA task force. As soon as you reveal something about Good, or if he hasn't, you know, what he's someone he perceives as an enemy in the media, they will set these people after those person's channels or those person's Facebook or YouTube to try to deplatform them. And they will say, you know, oh, well, they're part of some dark alliance that's against Corey Good. You have to go there. And one of the things that Corey did, which was pretty major, and I put it in an episode, was he instructed his followers to lie in order to get the dark journalist YouTube channel down. Even I was shocked by this. So very publicly, he was asking his followers, go to YouTube and tell them that, you know, this channel is bullying you, anything, just get that channel down, because they're getting all these facts out about us, you know, basically. And that came straight from the horse's mouth. So it's not something that somebody could debate. And, you know, he did it on his Facebook and there it was. But these task force are very interesting because, can you imagine, for example, let's say somebody like a really respected researcher in the field around ufology, let's say somebody like Linda Moulton Howe or Stan Friedman, can you imagine them having a task force to attack their enemies in the alternative media, to attack people who are asking questions? This is really cult-like behavior. But what I learned over and over again is that Good was not really the person behind all this, that it was his business partner, Roger Ramser, who with FDN had developed these networks. Now, Roger Ramser, by the way, only shows up on the UFO scene in 2016. This is a new marketing initiative. March of 2016, try to find him associated with UFO stuff. Before that, nothing. He's a importer-exporter on the West Coast, involved with all this other stuff, just jumps into the UFO thing because of the marketing opportunity. And the people who worked closely with him came to me and said, well, this is what they're doing. Their whole thing is about consolidation. They want to monopolize the field. So they got close to Good, and Good was like, hey, this is a good idea. Let's work on comic books. Let's do video games. And they created a thing about Corey's Kids where they'd get these young YouTubers who didn't have a lot going on. And they would say, look, you know, you can volunteer for us. We're not going to pay you, but you can go out there and say, you know, I've got this stuff about the secret space program. I have access to Corey Good. I'm an expert. So they created these channels. You know, Jordan Sather and Teresa Yaneros are the two main Corey's Kids that are out there doing this stuff. You know, they come out and they're like, hey, you know, here's the latest thing about the secret space program. You know, and you have to look at them and say, you know, how could somebody who just put up a YouTube channel 6 months ago know anything about the secret space program? And what credentials do you have? And you look at them and, you know, they're young people who are interested in trying to do something meaningful, maybe, but they don't have any background in these topics. So they're part of a marketing campaign. And so when we put out the Corey's Kids stuff, they knew inside the Good camp that all this stuff is getting out. So they started to instruct the task force to try to do things to disrupt what we were doing. And they've done this to other people. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we brought up was that they were using Linda Moulton Howe's name in association with Good's book about the secret space program and saying she was a co-author. You know, she came to me and said, I'm not writing for that book. And we found all these banners that they were promoting the book at Contact in the Desert. So it was just outright fraud. I don't know any other way to put it. And the way that they explained that was, oh, it was a typo. And then later they were like, well, actually, no, she did say she was going to do it. She did. She did. And then later after that, they said, well, she was going to do it, but you know what? The dark journalist made her turn against us. So they had all these different answers. And there's an episode that I have called The Art of the Steal, New Age Deep State 5, where we go through the different people that they've plagiarized in alternative media. And, you know, Cliff High was in there. Linda Moulton Howe is in there. There's a series of them, and it's very obvious the plagiarism that's taken place. So you have to look at this and say, okay, a marketing campaign came in here. They looked at this setup in 2016 and said, how can we make the most money out of it? They looked at Corey Good, and they said, he seems like a willing kind of person for this. That looks pretty good. What about the scene itself? What are the hot topics? And they looked at things like the secret space program, like the breakaway civilization, like UFOs, like the deep state. And they said, let's get these Corey's Kids out there. We'll have them doing YouTube programs, et cetera. You know, they have gear stores where they have T-shirts that say, yeah, the secret space program. So this was the nature of the thing. And it came to this kind of big crescendo when At Contact in the Desert announced 22 new business offerings about offering people therapy for disclosure. You know, like if disclosure is bothering you, then you can join this Corey Good Therapy Network we're going to set up. Or your kid needs to learn about disclosure. How about this? How about a disclosure backpack for your kid? I mean, this is what they were getting into. And then video games, comic books, and, you know, their biggest champion around this in the past few months has been Jimmy Church, interestingly enough.
Speaking. Right.
So
I just thanked him good last week about this.
Yeah. Okay. So you get the idea. And of course, you know, that's an interesting thing because if you go to these guys' conferences and he's your host and they're paying him to host, then how objective can that kind of journalism be? I mean, it's, yeah, you know, they're his employer. So this is what we're looking at. And so it is very unusual. I don't think we've seen anything quite like this, which is that an organized, I call it a marketing cult. Because it's really obsession around marketing, and it acts like a cult. And we have this kind of push, into the UFO field to consolidate. And remember, with the people who worked with Corey's business partner, they said, well, he wants to consolidate. He likes to monopolize. Well, that's what we're seeing happening here in the field.
Well, there's other elements, too, that came out in a couple of the interviews that you had on the show. One was a guy that was a volunteer for the organization. He had a couple, I think, tours in Afghanistan as an intelligence officer, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And he mentioned something about kind of invitation-only parties that people later were talking, were a little disturbed by, you know, the word ritual came up, archons, indications that there are stuff going on behind the scenes that, you know, in my guesstimation, are being designed to entrain people to the message, keep them under tight control, and make them feel special is one of the ways that cults are able to do this, sort of brainwash people into thinking that they're special, and that a lot of the process is revolving around them. You want to discuss this a little bit? Because we don't really have that much information based on what I've been able to glean on top of your work. But what are your feelings about that? What do you think is going on behind the scenes with the Corey's kids and some of the real, real devotees?
Well, there's no question that what we hear from people who were in the group is that there's a lot of drug use associated with it. You know, and I think the cult activity is obvious to spot. The Blue Avian cult, in the whole marketing cult around it, that part is easy. What the cult is really trying for, besides just making money, is interesting, an interesting point. And that takes us to the business partner of Corey Good. Now, he had a background with a lot of very, like, satanic Luciferian imagery as an artist, you know, and they had the upside down pentagrams and, you know, this kind of artwork of selling this stuff. And he used Lucifer's sigil as his business card and also had a tattoo of it. And you know, he was really associated with this imagery. And the more I went into his history, he had about 15 years of this.
And we're going to explore all 15 in our next segment. Talk very fast with the dark journalist and Gene and Chris. What can I say is that you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.